You're listening to Valley Edition. There's new legislation in Sacramento dealing with a problem that is especially well known in the San Joaquin Valley, Valley Fever. Assemblymember Rudy Salas from Bakersfield recently introduced legislation to improve the way the state tracks Valley Fever cases and bring more funding to the disease. It was inspired in part by a reporting series from the Center for Health Journalism known as Just One Breath, of which Valley Public Radio, the Bakersfield Californian, and other outlets are all participants. Assemblymember Salas joins us now. Rudy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
So you've introduced legislation now that tackles two different issues on Valley Fever. Let's first take up the funding thing, because this has been something that's lingering for a long time. You're hoping to get more money to do what for Valley Fever? Are we looking at a cure? Are we looking at testing, awareness? What exactly is the problem you're trying to solve?
Absolutely. No, I mean, and thank you for the question, and thank you for having me on. We know Valley Fever is obviously a problem, not just in the Valley, but it actually affects almost every county in the state of California. Some of the funding that we have identified in Assembly Bill 1279 is funding that will help hopefully create a statewide database. One of the things we've found is when we've been doing our research is that there's so much inaccuracy. There's so many numbers that don't correlate between the locals, the state, and the feds. And so what we wanted to do is do twofold. One, make sure that we have uniform reporting. And secondly, put some resources towards actually tackling Valley Fever. Now, if that funding goes towards streamlining the entire process for identification and education, you know, that's one discussion that we're having. But the second one, too, is also this new vaccine that people are starting to create and get excited about. You know, one of the other things as well with the funding, and maybe this is another funding request that we follow up with through our budget process, is also looking at some of the universities that are starting to look at this and starting to develop centers. And so I've talked to a number of folks that have been not only delving into Valley Fever, but just trying to understand it and see what we could do because so many people are affected.
Again, talking about Valley Fever here today, Harold Pierce from the Californian did a great piece about how the numbers between the state and the county in Kern County, which tracks so many of these cases there, simply don't add up. I know that caught your attention. When you talk to people in Sacramento, do they have any explanation for what the problem is?
It's about how you identify it and when do you identify it along the process. I've talked to a number of folks and they've been saying, well, we've identified it if it's a new case. Other folks are identifying it when it's an existing case, and yet other folks will identify it only when they see it in the emergency room. And so you have all of these different standards, and that's one of the things we want to tackle is to show that this is a bigger problem than the numbers are actually showing. And once we've identified even that first initial step, then we can say, look, there's a real issue here because for everyone that doesn't live in the Valley, right, we know it's an issue. But how do we now start putting the resources towards taking care of folks that are dealing with Valley Fever? How are they dealing with the symptoms? How are we making sure that we're, if there's a cure out there, how are we working towards that cure or some type of medicine to help?
So when it comes specifically to funding, what are you asking for? How much?
Right now, we're starting with $2 million, it's either to create the statewide database system, to have the uniform reporting process, or actually working towards a cure. And that's something that we're debating right now with the budget committee. As you know, the governor came out with his budget in January. It had no funding towards this. We saw that as very deficient and wanted to make sure that we put in a request and legislation that's asking for funding to look specifically at Valley Fever research, reporting, and possibly towards a cure. So we're in the middle of that process right now. We'll be going through that up through May when we do our infamous May revise and then present a balanced budget back to the governor on June 15th.
Every few years, it seems that Valley Fever gets a champion in Sacramento, but sometimes it goes by the wayside. Michael Rubio a few years ago was a big backer of trying to do something on this issue, and then he left office, and it kind of fell off the radar. Do you hope this is something that you can carry through, not just with this legislation, but keeping the profile of Valley Fever on maybe other issues as well, other legislation in the future?
Yeah, no, we're definitely moving forward with this and want to keep it on the radar every single year, especially as more and more people are being affected. In fact, I've already enlisted the help of some of my Valley colleagues with this, and I testified actually in a committee hearing with Assemblymember Rambla, talking about the needed funding for Valley Fever. And so, you know, definitely not only just putting it on the radar, but trying to move the ball forward. And like I said, boy, having consistent research and reporting and working towards a possible cure, I think that's where we need to be headed, especially as more and more families every single year are being more affected by Valley Fever.
Bakersfield Assemblymember Rudy Salas joining us today on Valley Edition. Assemblymember Salas, thanks so much.
Thank you, and thank you for allowing me to participate.